Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
What's your secret?
So I look at my bank account, and I saw a significant increase into my savings. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I got a deposit from my job. Said payday's next week. Like, what is this? So I called her to make sure that it's all right. Apparently, she went back that 30 days where I wasn't getting paid what I was supposed to be getting paid, and she sent that out to me. I said, what? Oh, shit, I'm about to get lit that weekend. I would have liked a phone call, because I was like, what? I'm not complaining at all, but I was just like, oh, that is so nice. Thank you. But I didn't tell my boyfriend because he would want to use it for bills or something.
Hey everyone, it's Ben. Today our guest is a man of the cloth with a wild streak.
Hello.
One that manifests itself in his secret.
Hi, my name is Dave, and I'm a former Southern Baptist minister, and yes, I have an X-rated tattoo on my upper back.
When we first aired this episode, Reverend Dave's secret seemed pretty eye-popping. But not too long ago, the good Reverend got back in touch to let me know I missed something during the interview.
In the back of my mind was waiting.
Waiting, it seems, for a painfully obvious follow-up question that never came. So we're updating the interview today with a question and answer that extends the Reverend's secret. This is The Secret Room, a podcast about the stories no one ever tells. I'm Ben Hamm. So can you explain to me, Dave, what your profession was and what you're doing now?
Well, I'm disabled, so I don't work. For 35 years, I was a Southern Baptist minister, very conservative. After that, for about 10 years, I taught middle school.
How many people know your secret?
Obviously, my husband does. And a couple friends of ours know of it, but they've not seen the tattoo. And the only other person that has actually seen it is a nurse from when I was in the hospital a couple years ago. She kind of asked, that's an interesting tattoo. What does it mean? And I told her, I go, I think if you think about it a little bit, you'll figure it out.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not supposed to ask questions like that anyways.
Yeah, I guess not. What do you think would happen if people in your life knew about the tattoo?
I have two other tattoos that are pretty innocuous, and the people in my personal family were shocked that I even had those. If they knew the tattoo that's on my back, it would be a major shock, a major confusion, disappointment. We weren't raised that way. Bible speaks against tattoos, all that kind of stuff.
So you mentioned that you're married to a man.
Yes. When I was 13, which was late 60s, being gay was considered a mental illness, and they did terrible things to people. And if you admitted it, you were in for trouble. So I guess, pretended that I wasn't gay and had pledged to live my life as a straight person, but it didn't work out.
Wow. I mean, that's a remarkable secret in and of itself.
Yes.
What's the Southern Baptist view on homosexuality and gay marriage?
Southern Baptists firmly believe that homosexuality is a sin and gay marriage is wrong, that God's design for people is binary, male, female, have babies, and that kind of stuff.
When did you come out?
In my late 40s.
That must have been extraordinarily difficult, holding that secret. How did you manage that?
I don't know.
Did you have secret relationships with men, or were you said you pledged to live life as a straight man?
No, I was married all that time, and I was faithful to my wife. I spent time in therapy and worked on, you know, that issue. Mm. Finally, I worked with a therapist who said, you need to come out. That's plain and simple. You know, your problems will go away.
I think you probably found somebody who was finally giving you some good advice.
Yep.
Yeah. And so was your initial therapy along the lines of, you know, trying to correct your sexual preference?
Not so much as not to, you know, act on those feelings. You know, I lived in very conservative areas, Ben, and even the therapists were Southern Baptists. I mean, everybody was Baptist. I had to drive 80 miles to another city in order to see a therapist, because if I had seen a therapist in the town where I was serving and church members found out, it would have cost me my job. I mean, that's just the way people feel about that kind of stuff. I filed for divorce. Maybe 10 months after that is when I met my husband, and we've been together ever since.
Did your wife know while you were married that you were gay?
Yeah. That was another disaster.
How far into the relationship did she find that out?
15 years.
Long time.
Long time. She told people in the church, and I go, are you insane? You know, you tell people in the church that I'm gay, I'm going to get fired, and we're not going to have a job, and we're not going to have food on the table and a house, you know, to live in. So you can't do that. I mean, so the people that she told promised that they would keep it a secret, and they believed me when I said no, I hadn't cheated on her, that this was just something that I couldn't control. It was just part of me. That was very touch and go there for a while. I was like,
I can imagine.
You can't tell people in the church, and no other church is going to pick us up. You don't want to hire him. He's gay. He's going to lead all your young people astray. He's going to recruit them.
What a stigma. Terrible.
She just knew that all of my sessions were all about her. And finally, just to get her to leave me alone, I said, okay, I have gay fantasies and dreams, and that's it. And she went off the deep end. She took the kids and left. She cleaned out our bank accounts. She was going to do all this stuff. And I go, I haven't done anything. I go, you took all the money. Go hire a private detective. If you can find anything that I've done to where I've cheated on you or anything, then fine. But I haven't. And so she eventually came back, but our marriage was never the same after that.
So you were fully committed to this marriage?
Yes. I was married 27 years.
How many children?
Actually, 4.
Wow.
Of my 4 kids, and this really is going to let people know who I am, we had a baby that died in infancy. The kids that are still alive are all adults. They're in their 30s. My 2 younger children, one of them is warming up to me. My other son is, you know, keeps me at arm's distance too.
As I'm listening to you tell this story, I just feel such a weight that you must have been carrying. And I sort of feel it a little bit myself. You know, I just am trying to imagine this incredible burden.
It was a challenge for me because it was a whole new scene, a whole new life, a whole new idea. And that leads to the story of the tattoos.
You know, let me ask you this, just playing the devil's advocate. I'm looking at this now from your wife's point of view. She's been married to a man who she thought was heterosexual. She was having and raising children with him. And then she finds out 15 years into the marriage that he's gay. How do you think you would react in her shoes?
I probably would have been mad. I'm a very compassionate person. At first, I would be upset. I would be hurt. I think anybody would be. But I would also want her to do whatever is necessary to realize and for her to be happy. And if it meant getting a divorce, if it meant whatever, then I would do that.
And were you ostracized by the Southern Baptist community as well?
The church where we had been attending all sided with her. I was the bad guy. I closed the door on that chapter, and I attended churches that were more gay-friendly.
Where did you meet your husband?
This is hysterical.
I'm ready.
A former boyfriend of his, who took him for several $1,000, became a boyfriend of mine, who took me for for several thousand dollars.
Wow.
I got kicked out of his house and didn't have anywhere to go. And a friend knew my husband and knew he was looking for a roommate.
Oh, so it was just a coincidence that you had the same former boyfriend.
It was just a coincidence.
That must have been quite a moment of realization when you guys put those pieces together.
Yeah, we started talking about that, and he goes, oh, do I have a story to tell you? That's why I ended up in my husband's house, just as a roommate, and our relationship developed from there.
Oh, that is poetic.
Yeah.
What was his scam?
With my husband, they were going to build a house together. He told my husband that it would be better if the property were in one name for the loans and all that stuff. And my husband paid for the property, the land itself. And when the house was built, this guy told my husband, sorry, you're not moving in with me. This is my house.
It was in his name.
It was in his name. And then I lived in that house. He wanted to go see his ailing father in the upper Midwest. He was on the board or whatever for the American Nurses Association, and they had their annual, I guess, meeting in Washington, D.C. He said, I will get money back for travel and that sort of stuff. And he said, if you'll help pay for this trip, then I will pay you back because the trip's benefiting me. Before he got the check, I got kicked out. I actually did something that I had never done before and have never done since. Mm-hmm. But I actually went to one of those payday loan places and got money because I needed money for gas to get back and forth to work. The guy goes, well, you can come back anytime. I said, you will never see me again.
Well, Reverend, you must have been feeling pretty low at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys get married, and that's great. And then we're coming to your secret, Dave.
My secret.
Which I'm just so excited to talk about.
Okay.
Tell me about your secret.
We, several years ago, were over at a gay resort in Fort Lauderdale and went to this gay bookstore. We found this novelty book called The Penis Book. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, well, penises. In the book is a picture. And we joked about that one of the pictures would be funny as a tattoo. So on a lark, I just went and did it. I was expecting the tattoo artist to say something or whatever, and he didn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's what I wanted, that's what I wanted. And he made some photocopies, and we blew it up to the size where I wanted, and he started. And I didn't realize that every time he crossed my spine, it really hurt. You know, he's saying, well, you know, we can't quit because it's not going to look right. It's going to be funny. And so we did it in stages. I mean, he worked for about a half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we'd take a 15, 20 minute break. So, and then I went home. I told my husband, I said, you're not going to believe what I did.
Wait a minute. You did this without his knowledge.
Yeah, he didn't know. I mean, he thought it was hysterical. A couple weeks later, he comes home. And he has the same tattoo now on his arm.
Oh, my God. Without telling you in advance.
Without telling me.
Did he go to the same artist?
Yeah, he went to the same place. You know, on my back, it's covered up.
Right.
But he has to wear...
It's too funny.
He has to wear shirts with sleeves because it's got to be covered up. I mean, that's not something that, you know, walk around in public.
Do you want to describe the tattoo for us?
The tattoo is a picture of... two penises and their associated testicles side by side wrapped together with a rope and little lines sticking out to make it like it's bright, shiny, whatever. That's why it's X-rated. He goes, you must really be going through a midlife crisis. Because he was just totally shocked that I would go do that. And he just thought it was hysterical. And so he's shown his tattoo to a few people. Mm-hmm. Even some people where he works, they just laugh and think it's funny. But I've not shown it to anybody.
What does the tattoo symbolize for you guys?
It's a symbol of being gay and being together. Obviously, I have a penis, he has a penis, and you can imagine anything.
At the outset of the interview, you said you had two other tattoos that were shocking to your family.
Oh, yeah. On one shoulder, it's two male symbols, the circle with the arrow intertwined. side by side, and on the other shoulder, they're hooked together, one going one way, one going up, one going down. My sister was saying, oh, at least you don't have tattoos. And I go, oh, yeah, I do. And so I pulled up my sleeve, and she was just like horrified. Oh, my God, what did you do?
Your sister's reaction to finding out you're gay as well, at least you don't have tattoos.
Her second husband claimed he was gay and filed for divorce. 6 months after that, he got married to another woman. And so when I came out, the first thing I say is, I'm not making this up just to get out of a marriage. And at first she was like, well, we'll just wait and see what happens, you know? Yeah, right.
And when did your husband come out?
Oh, gosh. He came out when he was in the Navy. He tells all of his exploits.
Are you envious of him?
No. I made the choices for my life, and he was married and has a son. He's really close with his ex, and she's as sweet as can be. But yeah, he talks to her all the time. And I mean, she treats me very, very well. I have no problems with her. She's good as gold.
But he married her before he came out.
Yeah. The big reveal, I guess, was while they were married. And she said, no, we can work this out. And so finally, they did their divorce paperwork together. They didn't go through attorneys or anything. They've always had a good relationship. I mean, there's never a point where she was angry or bitter.
Well, that's a nice little side story to your secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for him for that. I'm happy for us for that.
And that's about where we left the interview when we first ran it.
Hello, Ben.
And it's time now to find out what question I missed the first time around.
In the back of my mind was waiting to see if you asked or anything about, well, piercings.
It turns out that not only does the good reverend have secret tattoos, he's also got secret piercings. A lot of them.
Yeah, at one point I had 17, and I've had two that migrated. I mean, they came out, and of course they healed over, so I still have 15. The only ones that are visible are the ones in my ears.
What was your gateway piercing? The one that opened the floodgates to all the others?
The first ones were my nipples. That hurt. I mean, that hurt. After the piercer had done one site, she goes, you know, we can stop. And I go, no, I'm here to get both done. Let's get both done. And so we waited about half an hour until I had recouped a little bit. And then she did it again. I almost passed out. She said, you just stay here until you feel comfortable because you have to drive.
Do you have any in private areas?
Yeah, I have hafadas. Rings that are placed on the scrotum. I have two on each side and one in the front, two in the front. The only thing with those, I mean, they didn't really hurt, but they bled a lot. I had to keep myself bandaged so that blood didn't show. And every time I had a break, I was running to the faculty bathroom and changing the bandages.
Are there any that you wouldn't have done looking back?
If I had to do the PA over, I guess that would be the one that maybe I should have given a second thought to. It's done. And I mean, I can always take the ring out. I don't want to do that. So.
And we'll just tell everyone to look up PA online. That's Prince Albert. And why did you want to share this part of your story with us?
I guess it's sort of liberating to be able to say, this is for me an expression of me being gay, my homosexuality, even though there are a lot of straight people that have piercings. I came out and people were horrified. People gave me a hard time. This was sort of like the next step for me saying, okay, you didn't like that. You're not going to like this, but I do. And so I got this done.
Do you feel you've learned anything from all of this? You know, this lifelong secret and coming out and everything you've gone through?
Well, I guess it's kind of cliche to say be yourself, but I'm more at peace with myself because I'm not constantly concerned, am I doing something that looks gay? Are people going to think I'm gay? They find out I'm gay, what's going to happen? So.
Thank you for joining me.
You are most welcome. My privilege.
Mine.
We'll have a brand new edition of The Secret Room in 2 weeks, as usual. I can't say anything just yet, but it's a good one. See Reverend Dave's pictures and other fun stuff on social media. Just search Secret Room Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, where you could also leave a nice review. Our music is by Breakmaster Cylinder and production help by Susie Lark. This is The Secret Room. a podcast about the stories no one ever tells. I'm Ben Hamm. Pod on.
Pod on.
So why did you want to tell your secret on The Secret Room?
There was another episode where they talked about a tattoo, and that, and I thought about it. I said, yeah, my tattoo is something that would be a good subject because it's very unusual. If you went into a tattoo parlor, they always have all these designs that you can pick from. This is not going to be one of them.
Right.
The tattoo artist goes, can I keep this? And I go, sure, you can keep it. But I go, how many people are, you know, really going to do this on? And he goes, probably not very many.
Right.
Tim goes, you know, it's in the hospital. You got to be careful that you don't lay with your back to the door in a hospital gown because everybody's going to walk by and see it and you're going to have a crowd.
El app del clima dice que va a llover. El app de McDonald's que toca McDelivery. Ordena McDelivery en el app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.